In this bulletin, at least 71 homes destroyed in a bushfire in the Perth Hills. Victoria records its 28th day without any community cases of coronavirus. And in cricket, Australia cancels its tour of South Africa. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. At least 71 homes have been destroyed in a major bushfire burning out of control in the Perth Hills. The fire started on Monday and has burned through more than 8,000 hectares. Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says there's currently no evidence of any loss of life, but more properties are likely to be destroyed.
The most important thing is the preservation of life. And so if you're quarantining and you're required to evacuate, you should just evacuate. What we don't want is indecision from people about whether they should evacuate or not when we require them to evacuate. So that evacuation overrides any quarantining requirements that people may have.
Senior Labor MP Tanya Plibersek has confronted Liberal politician Craig Kelly about spreading coronavirus misinformation in a tense standoff inside the federal parliament. Mr. Kelly has been criticised by medical experts and Labor for sharing conspiracy theories about COVID-19 on social media and contradicting official health advice throughout the pandemic. But he denies spreading misleading information, saying he's merely posted health advice backed by senior qualified medical experts. Ms. Plibersek has told Mr. Kelly he's putting the public's health at risk.
My mum lives in your electorate and I don't want her exposed to people who are not going to be vaccinated because of these crazy conspiracy theories that you're spreading.
Well, you're the one doing that because you are the one spreading misinformation.
Victoria has reached 28 days without recording any new local cases of COVID-19. Health Minister Martin Foley says it's a significant day given it technically means the virus has been eliminated from the community. But he says now's no time to become complacent.
The pandemic is real and ongoing and has a long way to go before we can claim it is over. Just wishing it over, a technical 28 days, does not make this over. We have seen over the course of the last few months outbreaks from hotel quarantine leaks in New South Wales, in South Australia, in Queensland, and now in West Australia.
And New South Wales has gone 17 consecutive days without any new locally acquired cases. At least 650 people have been detained in Russia, protesting against the jailing of opposition figure Alexei Navalny for more than 2.5 years. Mr. Navalny was arrested at Moscow Airport last month after returning from Germany, where he'd been recovering from a near-fatal nerve agent poisoning. A Russian court has ruled that by failing to check in with authorities while in Berlin, the 44-year-old violated the probation conditions of a 2014 money laundering conviction, which Navalny says was a politically motivated fabrication. Western nations have strongly condemned Mr. Navalny's imprisonment, and his lawyer says they'll appeal. US President Joe Biden has signed a second series of executive orders to undo his predecessor's immigration policies. The three orders on family separation, border security, and legal immigration bring the number of executive actions on the issue during his first 2 weeks in office to 9. Mr. Biden says the US is a safer, stronger and more prosperous place when it has a fair, orderly and humane immigration system.
There's a lot of talk, with good reason, about the number of executive orders that I have signed. I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy. What I'm doing is taking on the issues that 99% of them, that the president, the last president of the United States, issued executive orders I thought were very counterproductive to our security, counterproductive to who we are as a country.
To sport, South Africa's cricket governing body says it's disappointed by Australia's decision to pull out of its cricket tour to the country because of the pandemic. Australia was scheduled to begin a 3-test series in South Africa on the 3rd of March. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 25. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20. Canberra, similar conditions, 25 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, much the same, 25. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.